Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going to Europe right now. Going to Europe. Remember that in Belarus, they hijacked a plane with a dissident journalist on it. It was about to land in Vilnius in Lithuania. It was flying from Athens. Had a dissident journalist, a young guy, his girlfriend. They forced it with a jet to land in Minsk in Belarus. Now, these places are all very close together. They all have common borders. It'd be like, well, it was landing in Milwaukee and they forced it to land in West Bend, forced it to land in Green Bay, that kind of thing. In any event, drag him off. They tortured him, threatened to beat and rape his girlfriend. So he confessed to being a bad person. They did plastic surgery, so it didn't show the full extent of his broken nose. And he goes, I am a bad person. I've always been a bad person. And they were satisfied because they are crude and they are thugs. In retaliation, the EU got together and they banned flights from Belarus anywhere in Europe. They banned Belarus from airspace in Europe. And they were drafting other sanctions. They had very, very harsh language in the draft. Turkey is part of NATO, but it's not part of the EU. But Turkey pushed the NATO allies into softening the language against Belarus. So European airlines still aren't going to fly over Belarus, but they cut out some of the more severe restrictions and sanctions. Now, what's going on? Let's unpack this. You're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke if you think you know anything about Turkey or Russia without knowing some of this history. And here goes. Turkey is benefiting Russia in this because Russia was behind that hijacking. Putin gave permission. Putin praised it. Now that he's getting pushback, Belarus is a surrogate. Turkey is sending a signal to Russia of friendship and of trying to benefit Russia. Why are they doing that? Because last week, Russia accused Turkey of militarizing their area of the world in Syria. Russia is involved in Syria on behalf of Assad. Assad is an Alawite, but they're allied with Shiites. They're a Sunni majority. They hate each other. Turkey's a Sunni country, opposed to Assad. Russia said Turkey was militarizing things. Russia and Turkey have hated each other for 700 years. For 700 years, Turkey invaded the Balkans. They were called the Ottoman Empire then. They murdered people, forcibly converted them to Islam. A lot of these people have been Eastern Orthodox Christians. The Eastern Orthodox center of the universe was Greece until Turkey invaded it and took it over, and then it shifted to Russia. So you'll hear the word Russian Orthodox as well as Greek Orthodox. It's simply Christianity that split off from the Western Church in something like 1064. They are racially different. The Turks are a Turkic people. The Russians are a Slavic people, different religions. The Ottoman Empire slowly got pushed out of Europe. And finally, it was the Ruskies who polished them off at the end of the 19th century. Pushed them out of a lot of places. Unfortunately, didn't push them out of some of the Balkans where their bad influence continues. So they've always been at odds. One of the malevolent genius things that Trump did was basically to unite them against us in our interest, against our interest, in their interest. He was servile to Putin, servile to Russia, told Turkey they could go ahead and genocide the Kurds. He didn't care. Kurds were our allies. The Kurds are the ones who stopped ISIS. They took 10,000 casualties. They had 10,000 ISIS prisoners. Trump lied and said, well, they didn't help us in the Second World War. Yes, they did. There was no country of Kurdistan at the time, but they fought bravely. He stabbed them in the back. stabbed them in the back, sucked up the Turkey and Russia to our detriment. So why is Turkey softening language on Belarus to suck up to Russia now? First of all, European flights are not going to fly over Belarus, and they're not going to let Belarus flights into Europe until that journalist is freed. And Russia was behind all this. But in retaliation, Russia canceled EU flights into Moscow unless they flew over Belarus. So you can get to Moscow from Paris. You can get there from Berlin. You can get there from London. Just fly a little north in an arc, escape Belarus airspace, or just a little south. No, they won't do it. Russia looks at the flight plan, says they can't come in. Let me tell you something. Russia is an international ragamuffin. It's a thin man on a bony mule riding around talking smack. They do have nuclear weapons. They don't have much else. They had a culture through the 19th century. They produced Dostoevsky, Pushkin, Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, some great mathematicians. The 20th century, they introduced communism to the world, shut a lot of the world down. Their literature is largely gulag literature about how bad people were treated in the gulag. That's their literature of the 20th century. What have they produced? They sided with the Nazis until the Nazis stabbed them in the back. They've been a thorn in our side for a long time. The people are great. I've been to Russia. Been to Moscow, been to St. Petersburg with a delegation from the Justice Department and the auspices of the State Department to give them talks about our Constitution. That was in the thaw when Yeltsin and Gorbachev, their influence had freed Russia for about 10 years in the 1990s until Putin took over. Putin's organized crime, head of organized crime in Russia. So Turkey is playing a clumsy game. All right, they by the way, don't care who hijacks who and who tortures what journalist. I mean, they do it all the time. That is the nature of their culture. It's been the nature of their culture since the 8th century when they flooded into Europe, tried to forcibly convert and murder anybody to get their hands on until Charles Martel, Charlemagne's grandfather, not even Charlemagne, his grandfather, Battle of Tours Poitiers in 732, drove him out of France. Then it was a while. Battle of Lepanto, Mediterranean. They sunk the Ottoman fleet, the collected European allies. And then it was another century. Siege of Vienna. The Ottoman Turks wanted to go in and rape everybody, kill them, forcibly convert them. Europe said no. Jan Sobieski of Poland. Poland had the largest and best cavalry in Europe at the time, came riding down from Poland and drove them out. And Austria was saved. Otherwise, Austria right now would be a Muslim country. So this is what's been going on for 1,300 years. Some of these people in the EU, some of these people in NATO have got to know this. I mean, I'm talking about it, and I didn't even live there. They lived there. There's still buildings from that era. So Turkey is sucking up to Russia, softening language on Belarus for a tactical reason. The Europeans caved. They didn't go as severely as they could have. But they've kept some sanctions in. They'll still keep up pressure. Biden will keep up pressure. But anytime you see some lessening of pressure, this is Turkey trying to get back in Russia's good graces because of this dispute between them, which really goes back 1,000 years. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Shake.